Got some texts that have come in regarding the comments we played from Brian Windhorst and Kendrick Perkins. Opposite ends on what the Pistons have done this offseason. Windhorst, not a fan. Perkins likes it. David Farmington says, I'm on the Windhorst side. We look like the seventh seed in the East right now. Might be, but as I said earlier, I think the East, one seed down to the eight seed, whatever teams you think are going to be the eight teams in the playoffs, there's not a whole lot of disparity between those teams. There is a lot of parity with those teams. These are good basketball teams in the Eastern Conference right now. I feel like there's been a big switch. Used to be everybody raving about the Western Conference teams. I think momentum has shifted now to the East. There's a ton of good teams in the East. I don't know if any one team has separated themselves to be the absolute best. I mean, the Knicks have already seen some attrition from their championship roster, but they feel pretty good about the guys that they have, without question. I think Boston, Kang, you pointed out, you think Boston may have gotten worse? I think they did, yeah. Hard to question that with no Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, I mean, basketball-wise, on the court-wise, they definitely got worse, but they probably feel like, in the locker room and off the court, they got better because they just literally wanted to get rid of Jaylen Brown. And there's the analytic police out there saying that this was a good move. But, I watched the team last year, and I didn't watch every Celtics game or anything, but Jaylen Brown set career highs in points, assists, and rebounds. He was in the MVP talk. He carried that team without Jason Tatum. He's a really good basketball player. And I think they just had enough of him being himself or whatever you want to call it with the live streams and whatnot. And he felt he was undervalued and disrespected there. And they said, you know what? Addition by subtraction. And I think, but on the basketball court, they got worse, Gator.
Yeah. I mean, does Boston try to reel things in and stop be this ridiculously 3-point shooting centric
team?
Yeah, all
they do is just jack up threes, right?
I like Collins and Joe, but without Beef Stew, Tobias, and they will likely be without Javonte Green. I don't see how they're better. Bench will be weaker. We need a hero. We need Tyler Hero right now.
What's that song? I Need a Hero?
Yeah. I need a hero. I need a hero. But it's got to be strong. Yeah. Was it Bonnie Tyler, I think, back in the
day? Yeah, like you don't know.
You're right. Where did Doug think Bjork was from?
Yeah, right. What I'm you like, kept telling
he's
him?
Like, where is she from? Bosnia? No, she's from Iceland.
He kept looking up Bosnian celebrities when you could have just looked up Bjork.
Right. He's like, right. He's going through his whole list. Like, I don't see her yet on her list of Bosnian celebrities.
We kept looking.
Like, she's from Iceland, dude. Trust me.
Look up Bjork.
Right.
Don't look up the.
Yeah. Look. Start with this one. New Google search. Bjork. Oh, what do you know?
She's the one that wore the swan, right?
Yes.
Okay.
She's the swan. Yes, just she did. Sure, yeah.
Right? Yeah. She wore a swan to an award show.
Yeah, who doesn't? Right? Gator, I'm on Windhorst's side. If Collins winds up being your second option, the Pistons are in trouble. That's on Quentin. I would agree with that. I don't think Collins is the second option on that team. I think it's interesting to ask the question of who is the second option on the team? Because right now they don't have... Let's look at it and say there's no Jalen Duren, even though I think they're re-signing him. Who's number two option? I don't think it's Asar. Is it Jason Collins? Or I'm sorry, John Collins?
Yes.
Is it Duncan Robinson?
See, this is the issue we had last year, And when it came playoff time, because Jalen Duren completely no-showed, because during the regular season... Although he wasn't a true number two scorer, Jalen Duren was your second guy. I mean, he was getting 19, 18, 20 points a night, right? That's the guy who's scoring the second most points. Then came the playoffs, and he disappeared completely. And then that's when Tobias Harris stepped up, and he was forced
to step
up.
Tobias is scoring 20 points a game.
It was unbelievable. Like, Unk was coming, doing something that we didn't expect.
8 or 9 games in a row.
Yeah. They don't have that right now, and that's an issue. That's why this offseason would be disappointing if this is the roster they come and start the season with. And unless Okori has some kind of, unbelievable rookie season, which I don't expect because it's really hard for rookies to do that, you don't have a true second option still.
So, I've been on the show for the last several weeks and we'll be discussing free agency into Pistons. Doug brings up Tyler Hero and I've been like, we might need a hero.
Yep.
They might need a hero.
Cue Bonnie, because he would be your clear number two scorer on this team and second option. Clear.
Yeah.
I need a hero.
Yeah. Yeah, we might need that hero. Go talk to Milwaukee and see if you can make that happen. I mean, everybody kind of thought that, okay, he's in that trade, but are they going to hang on to him or not? More draft capital. How much draft capital does it take to grab a hero? Does it take that much? Is it a first-round pick? Is it more than that? Do you have to give up two first-round picks? I hope not. All I can picture right now, even though I don't think it had nothing to do with the song, but I hear piano like that and keyboards, I think John Tesh. Like, this could absolutely be an NBA theme song, too. And probably was, to an extent, you think about it. If you're the New York Knicks, this could be your theme song. You needed somebody to step up in the heat of the night. Who was it going to be? Yeah, where have they gone?
Milwaukee.
I know this is like a generational thing, but this is Shrek 2 for me.
Is that where it's from?
Yeah.
Oh, Shrek 2, all right.
Shrek, not Shrek 1. Shrek 2 for my man. Yeah, I mean, this could have been in a Rocky montage. This could be Rocky 6 montage. I mean, it wasn't from Rocky 2 or Rocky 3 for sure. Or Rocky 4 for that matter. Bonnie Tyler had a couple of big time hits, man. Total Eclipse of the Heart. That was Bonnie Tyler. She's pleading for it. She needs a hero. The Pistons might need a hero. Is Trajan Langdon picking up the horn and picking up the phone and talking to Milwaukee right now about a hero? Is Joe Dumars just sitting down there in New Orleans going, nope? What about Trey? I'm not talking to you. But why? Detroit. You won championships here. Yeah, but fans ran me out of town. Come on, Joe. Come on, Joe. We need a hero.
I really hope that there's no, like, that wouldn't hold Joe Dumars back from, you know, making a move with the Pistons. Even Troy Weaver being with Joe right now.
It doesn't help.
Yeah, I don't think it helps.
thinking about it.
Like, I brought it up.
Let's go to Troy. Oh, Troy Weaver, too. Oh.
Yeah, see?
Uh-oh. That's not good. Is there Stan Van Gundy, too? We got to worry about that. Oh. I mean, I don't think it helps. Nonetheless, I think they need to do more. Mark is in Detroit. Mark, welcome to 97.1. Hey, Mark.
I think they're a better overall team. If you go back and you look at the Pistons, I'm not talking about that. I still think they need a playmaker. But let's take this out of the equation. Guess where they ranked at in three-point shooting in the NBA last year? They were 29th. If they could make some shots in that series last year against Cleveland, they win that. They better because they're a better shooting team, and then John Collins gives them better spacing. And then, let's be honest, free agency is just for you go out and get what your team needs. The thing that's going to take them over the top is Durham and Thompson and Cade improving, along with what they added. That's what's going to take you over the top. But I do still think they're going to get one more player because they still need a wing. So I think they got something up their sleeve.
I hope they have something up their sleeve, Mark, and thanks for the call. I think Kang and I are both on the same page. Hope they got something there. Hope that they're working on Trey Murphy or Tyler Hero, I guess. I hope they're working on something because if it's just expecting guys to get better, I mean, I don't, even though I expect some guys to be better, I don't know if they're going to be, they're going to have enough improvement where you're saying, oh yeah, here we go. Now we got all-star Asar Thompson, not because of his defensive prowess, which is one of the best in the league, but because Asar goes from averaging 9 points a game to 16 points a game. And he's now a 35% shooter from 3-point. Like, that would be a huge leap for Asar Thompson. I'm not expecting that kind of leap. Are you expecting, you know, a bigger leap from Danis Jenkins? Or is he kind of, did he hit a ceiling? Is he just, hey, he was undrafted. All of a sudden he burst on a scene. It was incredible. But there were games in the playoffs. You're like, where'd he go? What happened to that guy? Because it felt like at one point Cleveland just said, we're shutting you down. Like, you've embarrassed us enough. And then there were like games in a row where Danis just was not the offensive force that he had been. And then kind of rediscovered things, whatever. Maybe it was the Orlando series, I forget. But it was, you know, there was too much. It was like a polarization of what their actual output was. It was all or nothing, it seemed, at times when it came to Danis Jenkins. Or, I mean, Jalen Durie never really got going. They didn't trust enough of the minutes in Paul Reed. There was a lot going on in the playoffs that let you go, But now they've had the offseason and opportunity here to reevaluate things and reconstruct things. But if the plan is just that, oh, we expect guys to be better and that's what we're going to go on, I don't think that's much of a plan. And I don't think that's what they've done.
I don't think that's the full plan, no, but they do have expectations for improvement.
Yeah, they did add a couple of players here in Collins and Joe, which, as I've said earlier, and I think we all agree, offensively it's going to be better than what they had with Tobias and Isaiah Stewart. I just don't know if it's going to be better in terms of chemistry and defensively. What are you losing too much defensively? Are you sacrificing too much on D to add to offense? Devin is in Royal Oak. You're next up here, 97.1. Hey, Devin.
How y'all doing this afternoon?
All right.
I was just calling to make a point saying that I think Trey Murphy price tag has dropped with this trade that happened with Jaylen Brown. Don't you guys think, considering that Jaylen Brown was only traded for, you know, Paul George was at one unprotected and another first round draft pick.
Right, and some others that are pick swaps or whatever. Yeah, I mean, I would say that I want to agree with that, Devin, except I think everybody that watches basketball or has an opinion on these moves will look at that and say, Boston made a foolish trade. Like, they got nothing in return. Great, you got draft picks in return, and you got the ghost of Paul George. I mean, that's not good enough.
That's one side to look at it. But the other side to look at it is that New Orleans may be looking at to try to cash in because they don't have the best of organizations right now as it is. I mean, there's no way they're going to get four first-round draft picks for Trey Murphy right now. I think they definitely are being put in a position to try to take what they can get for him right now. And I really, really think it's more obtainable for us to get that young man. I do like We Need a Hero, though. I'll be quiet and listen. I'll be quiet and listen. You guys have a good one.
The more I look at this roster, Gator, I'm thinking we should go get Tyler Hero.
We really need a hero.
I don't want to panic or anything, but like I said before, Cade Cunningham had to do so much for this team that to bring him back with no real legit second option again, because as much as I do think overall the talent's better than it was last year right now, they may have overachieved grossly last year, right? So what is this team going to win? 50 games, this roster? Because last year's, that's not a 60-win team.
No, I don't know if they're, I mean, because everything has changed so dramatically in the Eastern Conference, and we knew that it would, just with other guys getting healthier, we knew that it was going to work out this way. Then I thought, okay, this team is still a 50-win team. I hope. I mean, I think they are at this point, but they're going to have to add more. And if it's Hero, if it's Rui Hachimura, does that make sense? Or if it's Tyler Hero. Do the Pistons have enough? Does Milwaukee want to move on from Tyler Hero after having him for just 107 hours? I don't know. I'm warming up to the Hero. And I never thought I would. And even then, if they were to add Tyler Hero to the mix and re-sign Jalen Duren, I'm still like, okay, they're
better.
But
they're better, though.
They're better.
Right?
They'd be better. They would definitely be better. One last text. I agree with Kang, but it's a mistake to get fixed on Murphy. New Orleans price, too high. Pistons do need a guy who is a threat to score, without question. Tyler Hero, apparently.
At least he'll end in free agency.
Right. Meanwhile, the guy's like, dude, let go of me. Let go. all I can picture is not Doug singing to Tyler Hero, but Doug singing to Jack Campbell. (laughs) 248-539-9797 More of your calls and texts next. We'll talk some Red Wing and Tigers discussion as well. You want to talk World Cup? We got a lot of discussion there, and the red card that was handed out last night, and really going to hurt the United States' chances against Belgium on Monday night in Seattle for the next round. We'll talk about it next here on 97.1.